When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
All right, welcome back in. Third and final hour here on Friday, the final program of August, and the final program before Labor Day weekend. So be off on Monday, back on Tuesday. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, and thank you for your patience.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Something I noticed last night in the interview. You know, I wasn't overwhelming either way. I went into it objectively, and you know, I think that you know, she said some stuff that may have made people feel better, but then I think there were, to me, the overall, there was sort of a confidence issue in the middle. But then I noticed something was, now I realize why they had Tim Walz there. So he sat on the left of the table, Dana Bash sat on the right of the table, and Kamala Harris sat in the middle, and she looked like she was smaller than everyone else.
Yes.
She was sitting lower. And then I noticed she was reading notes, or like in the middle of a question, she would duck, put her head down and be talking, but her head would be straight down, you know, for like a 3 or 5 second count, and then pick her head back up. And I thought that was really odd, because in a normal interview, you're face to face with somebody. And that's why I realized Tim Walz was there, was because it allowed them to position the tables in such a way that she could have her notes in front of her and it wouldn't be visible. Cause I mean, he didn't really add anything, and that's fine. You know, but I think that, I don't know, it's you know, this race is kind of a toss up as it goes. Trump's done damage to himself along the way. And this is an all new experience on the, for the Democrats, for putting someone into the race this, you know, at this point, and with, you know, with having to rush to kind of make it all make sense. So, but anyway, I think that what's going to end up happening is, to me, is that when you put the two in the room in a debate where there isn't the same controls, that that we might end up with a similar situation as Biden, not quite as bad, but you know, where I think he's going to stumble and argue and all this, and she's not going to be able to pull this stuff, you know, comfortably. She's just not comfortable in that position, and I think that's going to be kind of an issue for her. But anyway, that was what I saw.
I will say, too, I blame Dana Bash for not having more of Tim Walz being involved in that interview, because obviously he's in a position where he can't just talk and just say things, because then people are going to complain, oh, look at the guy in the room cutting off the two women. So he kind of had to defer and wait for those questions. Plus, he's only the vice presidential candidate, so he should defer. But they just didn't have enough for him to do in that interview. I would have liked to have heard more from him.
No, I agree. I think that he was boxed in because of that. There were actually some women's groups that came out yesterday that were you know, posting on Twitter and stuff, like, you know, what is this? Try to break through the glass ceiling. I need to have a man hold the hammer kind of thing. And it's like, okay, well, you know, she's doing what she can do. She wants him there. He should be there, because that's why there is a vice president.
I mean, I guess so. They forget that Trump and Pence did interviews together.
Sure. And they had a Trump and his VP had an interview together earlier on, too.
And I don't think anybody would ever say that, you know, Donald Trump isn't a strong personality. You know, he doesn't need somebody to hold his hand in an interview. So, it just shows that that's just the format that they do for this.
Well, I've been an independent voter, and I'm not registered with either party. But I can say that if Donald Trump loses the election, it's because of his personality and how he comes across. So it's not his policies. It's definitely going to be his personality. So,
well, thank you for the call.
You have a good day.
You as well. And hold on here. Let me put this call through 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, so I told you I'd call you. I watched the interview last night. Mm-hmm. And so I've come to the realization everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not their own facts. So regardless of how she did and how Trump, you know, conducts himself, this administration, the years that she's been there, the 3.5, you know, internationally, we all saw the horrible pictures from Afghanistan. I mean, that was really a travesty. We see what happened over in Ukraine, and our solution is we continue to pour money in. I don't even know if people are still paying attention, but, you know, that you should have been nipped that in the bud before, but what we're doing is just doing money after money. Then, you know, Israel, you see what happened. You know, Iran just got very, very bold, and Hamas, and now we're in a situation there. So that's internationally, and that's on her. The border, the crossings, call her whatever you want. What's happening is there's millions of people pouring over. And it's really bad. We're hearing, you know, stories, not a lot of them, but there's enough to show of the violence and the fentanyl increase and everything else that goes along with the border. Groceries are more. Gas is absolutely more. Inflation's up. Interest rates are up. The housing market, there's not a lot of supply. So, you know, when you couple that all together, regardless of how she did and Walls was with her or not, she owns that. That's her administration. And she was saying, oh, we need to go decades back. We need to change what's happened for decades. Well, 12 out of the last 16 years were Democrat run, pretty much House, Senate, and presidency. So if you're confused about the interview, wouldn't you just go to her record?
Well, I mean, I guess, but also at the same time, you can say, you know, this is now going to be your call. You're going to be the person in charge. You're going to be the person leading these decisions. So it's not you co-signing on somebody else's policy. This has to be all about you. And that policy may be different. There may be slight changes to it. She certainly felt like, at least in terms of the way that she described what goes on at the border, she said something that was different than the way she had talked about it in the past when she said that there should be consequences for it. So, I mean, I think what you're seeing is you're seeing somebody who's evolving, not based on changing her own opinions, but based on saying, like, if I want to be the leader of the people, I got to give the people what they want, not give the people what I want. And so that might be why you're seeing some of these differences in what's been happening in the past, because people aren't happy with what's been happening in the past.
Well, and that's interesting because then that's the decision the voters are going to have to make. I happen to look at what's going on now. She spoke very fondly of President Biden, almost to the point where, like, you almost question yourself, why did he leave? But with that said, everybody questions Trump, not primarily on his record, because, you know, but they do. They go back and say, well, this is what he did. Yes, he was an actual president, right? But this is you have to take her by her word. You have to just go in blind faith, because if you look at the facts, you're going to say the next 4 years aren't going to be any different than these past 4 years, because she never was primaried by another Democrat, right? So we don't know exactly what her policies are still, because she didn't have to sit on the debate stage with 10 or 12 other Democrats. She tried that once. It didn't work. She was first out. Now, this time, she was pretty much just ordained, right? So she didn't have to run again. So this has just been handed to her, and we're supposed to just, in faith, right, and hopes and potential policy, which she really hasn't said, except that she's going to do a better job than what is in front of us right now. And there's no proof whatsoever, zero. I don't want to hear the prosecutor thing anymore, because, oh, I prosecuted a case. But yet, was her first interview, which was pretty scripted. She shopped around for the best person to interview. And I thought Bass did a really good job, right, all things considered, because her credibility would have been on the line if she didn't ask good questions with follow-up. But this should be a girl, if she's ready to go, say it to my face. She should be like, I'll debate you 4 times. I'll debate you wherever you want. I'll go on as many interviews because I'm confident that I can sell the American people, because I haven't really done it yet on a stage with other Democrats. But yet she's still hiding. So people have to say, like, we have no record except the record she's in now. She's been in hiding. She hasn't really debated. She was first out in 4 years ago. But, I mean, am I wrong in assuming, in sort of bringing that up?
I think the way that I look at it is when people were voting for Joe Biden in those primaries, they were also voting for Kamala Harris. They're the same ticket. They knew what they were getting. And when they voted for Joe Biden for president, they voted for Kamala Harris as being the second option behind him. So I think the votes are there. The people do support them. And here's the thing. The only people complaining about her not being primaried in this process are people who aren't going to vote for her anyway. People in her own party were universally behind her for it. So nobody has stood up and said, gee, this was really unfair. We should have had more people have a shot, except for the people who were never going to vote for her to begin with. So why even bother to listen to that noise?
Well, because when you say we're all about democracy and we're, you know, we want to bring democracy back, that wasn't democracy. Democracy is You state your position.
You think it wasn't democracy,
vote.
But the people in her party obviously don't have any problem with it, and they feel like the Democratic process played out because they voted for her when they voted for Joe Biden in the primary.
Well, but here's the thing. Democracy isn't your own party throwing you out. And let's face it, the same panel I watched CNN post interview last night, that same panel right after the debate with Trump and Biden, they were like, this guy's got to go. He's unbelievable, meaning Biden. Mm-hmm. Yep. He can't do it intellectually. The same media who's sort of kind of fawning over Biden again, they were like, he's got to go. And that was the mantra for weeks until finally, you know, Joe Biden goes. And Joe Biden, in his own words, has said in a couple of different interviews now on the tarmac, et cetera, I was forced out. I was, you know, and he spun it the way he did, you know, for the undercard races, et cetera. He's even said it. So that isn't democracy. When you force your candidate out because of his mental acuity, et cetera, all of which everybody said right up until that debate, he was perfectly fine. An hour and a half later, he wasn't. I don't know that I can buy that as democracy.
Well, we'll have to disagree on that, but thank you for the call, and you have a great weekend.
Yep.
And let me take another call here before I got to take a break. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. I find it pretty funny that these brainwashed people still like this guy after what he did at Arlington National Cemetery.
Well,
he bashed Medal of Honor recipients and people that were dead. Than Arlington, I mean, that's horrible. And there's still people out there saying he's a true patriot. The man is a con artist. He's a liar. He's going to lose. She's going to beat him. She's got a lot more backing than he does now.
I've seen a lot of people arguing online like, oh, this Arlington scandal is going to be the end of his candidacy, but I don't see anybody that was voting for him negatively responding to it.
Because most people that are voting for him are brainwashed, or they got a lot of money. Of course, you know, traditionally it's been rich vote Republican and poor vote Democrat.
I think there's a variety of reasons why people will still vote for him, even in the face of something that was, you know, controversial.
Yeah, they're brainwashed.
No, I don't think it's all that. I think, yeah, some people might be, but I think a lot of people still look at it as they prefer that option. You know, a lot of people, no matter who they're voting for in this election, are going to hold their nose and cast their vote. Maybe not as much so as they would have if it was still Biden and Trump, but certainly that's going to be the case. And unfortunately, that's the case we've had in politics for a while now.
Yeah, I predict she's going to win, though. I do. I got a bet going on she's going to win.
And then we get to have months and months of the election was stolen talk.
Oh, yeah, it'll be all drama after that for a little while. We'll have to hear it again. And I'm sure the National Guard will be ready this time for him. They'll let him go to the Capitol.
Well, let's hope that none of that happens, and we're just being facetious.
I don't think it will this time.
All right.
All right. You
have a good weekend.
Have a good day, too. Yep, bye-bye.
And we can take some more calls, 508-996-0500. But I'm sorry, I do feel that argument of, you know, she was anointed. I feel like that was hollow. She was the running mate of the person who got elected. If Joe Biden died, God forbid, in the middle of the election, nobody would have taken her off the ticket and said, well, we got to start the process over. And I look at this the same way. I mean, what if Joe Biden had decided to just resign the presidency instead of just dropping out of the race. So I think that there's, you know, it's a hollow argument that the only people who are making it are the people who aren't going to vote for her anyway. The people in her party universally came out behind her. Many immediately when this happened. I remember I was at Marcus Farrow's wedding. I was looking at my phone and opening Twitter and seeing all of the statements that started coming out. And in the days after, people that you thought would have been positioning themselves to challenge her, like a Gavin Newsom, like a Josh Shapiro, coming out and supporting her. Now, of course, some of that's lip service. You know, you always show support, and then you might still launch a challenge later. But still, I this is an argument that nobody in the party is making. If you saw the convention, it was pretty much universal. 508-996-0500. Universal for the Democrats. I should put that caveat there. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Hey, you know, the brainwash thing has got to go away. All I can tell you is, and I'll be as honest as I possibly can be, is that we're struggling out here, a lot of people. And the people that don't think we are, I don't know what world they're living in. But financially, if we just look at it from a basic point of view, when we had a different president, other than this last administration, we were doing a lot better financially. And I mean, just everything. I'm paying more for everything. I can't even retire, Tim. I was due to retire last year. I can't because the numbers aren't matching up anymore. And so with that being said, it's not about being brainwashed. I don't want to vote for the same thing we just basically had for the last 3.5 years. Nothing personal against them. But what I'm trying to say is my life has changed in the last 3.5 years. And I mean financially. And for me, that's the gauge of my life. Everything, I worry where my next... You know, my electric bill was just the highest last month that I've ever had, and I don't run air conditioning. And I'm minimal lights. I'm one of those guys that goes around, flicks every light off in the house that we don't need. So my point is, something needs to be done. I feel like I'm voting for insanity if I vote that way again. Would I like another option? Yes, I would. But right now, I've got two options that one of them is realistic as far as, like, one of them is going to get in office. And I've got to go that route, Tim, and because... I've got to do something different, because shame on me if I don't. Because I can honestly say I do vote, but I'm not happy with the last few years of what's gone on.
Right.
Now, it would have been I would have called either one of them out. If it had been under Trump, I would have said, hey, he's out of there. I don't have any love for Trump, but I do have to say that when he was in office, things were different and they were better. No matter what the circumstance, they were just better.
Well, and there are people that will disagree with you. But I think you can have that disagreement without it being, like you said, it doesn't mean brainwashed. That's why I pulled back on that. It's like, yeah, some people are brainwashed. Some people are conned, and some people are, you know, not seeing the whole picture because they're not digging into the substance. But that doesn't cover a blanket for everybody. The same way, by the same token, you have to admit that not everybody who doesn't like Donald Trump suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. Some people just have valid reasons for not liking the man and not wanting to vote for him.
I agree, Tim. I agree totally on that. I get it. I wish you would just, and I've heard said this before, just shut your mouth and do your job. Sometimes the results speak more so than the words that come out of your mouth. And I wish you would just do that. Yeah, I mean, he's not the end-all, be-all. But right now it's like having you're playing a hand here. Which hand are you going to play? You're going to play the hand that you think you're going to lose with, or the one you think you may, you know, win with. And right now, that's kind of where I'm at. And as far as people that don't agree as far as that we were better off, once again, Tim, we all go to the same grocery stores. Yeah, I don't care if it's Market Basket or not. I'm paying a lot more there, too. I just financially, I'm just feeling. And for me, that's the gauge of my life.
But you also have to admit that there are people who, you know, are blindly loyal to him and blindly following him, and those are the loudest voices. So that's where some of this comes from, because people see that as being representative of everybody that would vote for him.
Absolutely. And to be honest, I'll finish with this, and thank you for the time, Tim. RFK, I like some things about the gentleman. I'm kind of an old Kennedy guy. I like the Kennedys. I love to read about the Kennedys. I'm pretty I find that interesting, and I get it, but we don't have any options right now, and I'm like, oh God, not another. I want to retire, Tim. I want to have a little more money in my pocket. That's kind of where I'm going with it. So yeah, for selfish reasons, I've got to do what I've got to do. But I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
And you know, I always say, you know, well, you know, the election is about more than just you, the individual. But I think everybody kind of votes with that same mindset of, you know, what's going to, because that's really all you can affect. That's really all that you can keep control of one way or the other. So, you know, it's, I know he said, you know, selfish, but it's not selfish. It's the way that people perceive the world. And so that's not, it's not a negative. It's just the reality of the situation. Everybody's looking at their own individual situation and how they want to see it get better. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM. Hello, Johnny One Note. You're there. I can hear you. Can you
hear me? Is that me?
That is, only you know for sure, Johnny, but I'm pretty sure it's you. It sounds like you.
Johnny One Note. How you doing?
Can I'm all right. How are you? Yes, I can hear you.
Just going around a bad spot there from 140 on to 195. How you doing? You're looking great there, kid.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, looking great. Health looks good and everything. You doing all right?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Yeah, great. Not much better. Getting on. The problem is, as I'm getting...
Oh, we're losing you a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, we lost you completely there, Johnny. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a commercial break here, and then we'll take the news. If you get a chance, Johnny, call back after the news, and we'll get your call in. We're definitely losing you there. I got to take this break. We'll be right back. Again, it is time to quickly check in with Eric over at the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. It must be a big weekend over there for you guys with Labor Day on the horizon.
Yeah, Labor Day is coming. Doing a lot of stuff going on, man. I got lobsters today, $8.99 a pound. Good price.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, people that want. A lot of people for Labor Day, they go for the lobsters. I don't know why, but they do.
Kind of like that end of summer kind of thing. You know, one last treat before you get back into the real world.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what it is. You know what else I got today, too? A lot of them. I got peppers.
Ooh.
A lot of people want to pickle their own peppers. Man, I got tons of them. They just came in, too. Just cut them right out of the farm.
Oh, that sounds delicious. And that sounds like something that, you know, you can eat year-round. You don't have to just, you know, gorge yourself on those for Labor Day weekend. Get some, pickle them, and enjoy them for months to come.
Yeah, there's a process to it. Do they pickle them or they salt them? Whatever they want to do with it, they can do with it.
And, of course, everybody can come by and get not just all of the meats and everything that they need to throw on the grill, but they can get their beer, their wine, they can get all the other snacks they want for the weekend.
Everything, dude. I got prime rib, ribeye, tomahawks, filet. I got chicken. I got pork. I got everything. I got the celebrity pork chops. Those are the best, man. Want to end the year off right, off the summer, I mean, there you go.
Absolutely. No doubt. What are you going to throw on the grill this weekend?
Dude, I don't know. I think I'm going to have a tomahawk.
Ah, see, you're going out in style there. That's the way to end the summer.
How are you doing?
I don't know. Maybe I'll come by and get some of those celebrity pork chops.
That's cool. Yeah, you've had them? You've had them, have you?
No, I haven't had one yet.
You'll never want regular pork chops again. They're the best chops.
I'm a steak guy, so I usually grab that first, but if I come in determined to get the celebrity pork chops, I will get those.
Dude, everybody's so afraid of pork. They for like the last maybe 10 years, everybody stays away from pork. It's, I don't know why. Pork's so good. It tastes so nice, man.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of it at all. I just never think of it. I always treat myself to a nice steak and then forget about the other meats that are out there. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. We will let you get back to it and have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you too, brother. I'll see you.
All right. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop. 508-996-0500. Oh, I should tell you, the Butcher Shop is at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. If you want to go and stop by there, and you can not only get stuff to cook yourself, but they have great pre-made foods too. It's a nice day today, kind of fall-like weather, they're saying. It's going to be about 70 degrees, no humidity. Perfect day to run over to the butcher shop, grab yourself some lunch to go, and then take it down to the beach. You know, take it, grab it at the butcher shop, head on down to Fort Tabor, sit down and have yourself a nice lunch outside. So 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. 508-996-0500 is my number if you want to call in and get involved in the discussion in the final 15 minutes of the program here. And then, of course, Chris McCarthy will be here with South Coast Now. And I know today he's going to have Sheriff Hero in at 11. So if you have questions for the sheriff, you can call in. I'm sure one of the questions Chris is going to ask is, with all of these incidents that have been going on in New Bedford. Four murders this month. Four homicides. They weren't all categorized as murder. But with four homicides in New Bedford this month and a lack of detectives in New Bedford to be able to investigate these crimes and officers to respond to everything that's going on, because the department is down about 50 officers, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office has been sending personnel to these New Bedford crime scenes because the Bristol County Sheriff's Office no longer provides that support. As Sheriff Hero said, he doesn't feel that that is the job of the county sheriff. So instead of being able to call Bristol County to help out, they have to bring someone in from Plymouth County. And I'm sure Chris is going to ask the sheriff about that. You know, if this is not going to be your policy, could you at least make exceptions to when something like this happens? Because four murders in a matter of 14 days, is a concerning thing that you could be helping with. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I would absolutely recommend that you pick up Celebrity Pork Chop today and do them on the grill, just like you would do a steak. It's unbelievable.
Do you have any suggestions for seasoning or for marinade? Like, how do you prepare them?
I actually, a little salt and pepper and on the hot grill, and perfect. It is such a different taste. It's unreal. It's a very different taste. I don't know how they raise the pork, you know, the pig, but it's not like your average run-of-the-mill pork chop. And you get it thicker, and you do it just like you would do a very good steak on the grill.
Well, that sounds like something I got to try for myself.
Oh, please do. And then let us know on Tuesday.
I will do that.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you for the call. And I do love pork chops. And I agree with the caller. I like a little salt and pepper. Sometimes, depending on what the side dishes are, I will sometimes do a lemon pepper pork chop, especially if I'm doing it with like some summer squash or something, you know, like a little bit more of a summery taste. But I'm basically a salt and pepper guy when it comes to pork. Maybe I'll use a little of this like maple bourbon seasoning. Maybe I'll use that sometimes. It's like a dry rub kind of thing, but I don't go that heavy with it. I had to get away from sauces because a lot of the sauces are high in carbs, and I'm keeping my carbs down for my weight loss program. So I got away from sauces, but previously I would love to take a pork chop and slather it in some Sweet Baby Ray's, grill that up, get it all nice and baked in, then take it off and put some more Sweet Baby Ray's on it. Oh yeah, that was the good stuff. But the Stubbs has a low carb, sugar free barbecue sauce. It's pretty good. And I've tried a few others, but, was it Stubbs, G Stubbs, something like that? I don't know. But the guy in the hat on the label. But I really, really like Sweet Baby Ray's, all their sauces. But they're just, you know, they've got extra carbs that I don't need. So I started doing more and more of the dry rubs. But yeah, basically salt and pepper gets me through pretty much anything. I cooked a steak the other night because I'm a sucker for a deal. I'm a sucker for a, you know, manager special markdown sticker. And so I cooked up a ribeye that I got at Market Basket because I went in there to get steamers. I eat a lot of steamers. Low in carbs, high in protein. But I wasn't too impressed with the selection of steamers that they had. So I was like, well, I'll grab something else. So I grabbed this ribeye and it was good. But I was like, I should have just gone to the butcher shop. So I will have to go and get some Celebrity Pork Chops and throw those on the grill. But I'll do it tomorrow, tonight or tomorrow, not on Sunday, maybe on Monday. Sunday's going to rain. 508-996-0500. As we were talking about the interview last night, the caller said, you know, that a lot of people were calling it boring. And I think, honestly, that's an accurate description of the interview. It was boring. There was no takeaway soundbite that everybody's talking about this morning. Like, she said some things that people are going to be talking about, but there was nothing that was like, oh, mic drop moment or anything like that. It was very, you know, affable, very expected. I still wish that they had been, you know, first of all, it would have been nice if it was 2 hours or an hour and a half. Because obviously you wouldn't have had an hour and a half or 2 hours of the interview itself. You would have had, you know, some more of the wraparound segments with Dana Bash. But I would have liked to have seen some more questions to Tim Walz. And I would have liked to have seen less of the, well, tell us about what it was like when Joe Biden called you. And more about, like, so what are you going to do that's different than Joe Biden? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I have to agree. The celebrity pork chops, I had to go check them out. And they really are good. They're just better for some reason. I really can't pinpoint it. But I didn't do them on the grill. I put them right on a cast iron skillet. Mm. And you don't need to do much. You don't need to sauce them up and get them all crazy. Just taste them the way they are. And they're moist, and I have to say, I do like them. And the terrace major, too.
Maybe I'll get some of that as well.
Yeah, that's really good. I don't know what the price is right now, but I did. I really enjoyed that because I'm not a steak person. I don't like chips and steak. I don't like the texture of it. You know, I'm more of a chuck, you know, chuck roast or a seven-bone chuck and cook it down till it's, like, falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a cook. I don't know why you don't make your own barbecue sauce. It's so easy.
Yeah, I don't. I like to be as lazy as I can in the kitchen.
Oh, I figure that's simmering over here while the ribs or whatever are going for, you know, long. It doesn't take. You just whisk some things together and let it thicken up on the stove.
In fact, I will, you know, most of the time I'll buy like meats that are already marinated in the bag there just because I'm too lazy to even spend the time to marinate.
I never buy any pre-mixed seasonings or pre-mixed,
I put something up the other day on social media where I put a picture of the steak that I made, and I was like, I'm a pretty good cook for somebody who hates cooking.
Yeah, I enjoy cooking, but I do like to start with my own stuff. I don't usually buy sauces or mixed things. I get all my own individual ingredients, and then I just whisk them together. It's so quick. I make like a standard dry rub that I keep in a jar, and I kind of use it for everything. You know, some things need to be tweaked, but you make it once in a big jar, you got it to go. It goes with most things.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, have a good weekend.
You as well. Take care. And if you want to call in the final few moments, 508-996-0500, but let me get my last break out of the way. We will be right back. Welcome back in the final few moments of the program here. The final few moments of the program for August. I guess the final few moments of the program for summer, even though summer is going to go into the middle of September, but it's the unofficial end of summer this weekend. But there's not going to be an end to our ticket giveaways at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. We've got those planned out to go all the way through the fall. So you're going to want to make sure that you keep checking every day or every week for new contests. Right now, we are still giving away tickets to see James Taylor at MGM Music Hall at Fenway, with the September 9th show being this week's giveaway. Next week, we'll give away tickets to the September 10th show. And a reminder that these are standing room only tickets. So if you can't stand for the show, you don't want to enter because they cannot accommodate you with a seat. These are standing room only. And then also, we've got new tickets coming in every day. Jackson over at Fun 107 is helping us out, getting us tickets to all these shows. And I can tell you, we've got tickets coming up for a very big music festival that's happening in Connecticut that the Foo Fighters are headlining. So we'll have more information on that. The Soundside Festival, we'll have more information on that coming up in the coming weeks. And we're going to be giving away some comedy tickets as well. We're going to give away tickets to see Susie Eddie Izzard at the Vets in Providence. That's going to be coming up as well. And no promises, but we're working on trying to get Susie on the program. So that'll be a lot of fun. One of my favorite comedians. So this is the great thing about being in radio. I get to give away a bunch of stuff all the time. Oh, and coming soon, we're going to be giving away cats.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.